Hey everyone, I'm away from home, but nevertheless, keeping up with these podcasts. I had an idea the other day on top of the podcast that I recorded last time, which is something that has just come up for me a few times, but I think that I've really just needed to put into words. Something I've noticed is that throughout my life there have been things that have happened early on, or things that happened before something became big. I remember probably in October of 2019, I was texting an Italian friend who was studying in China at the time, and she was telling me that she was planning on traveling around the country soon, in, I think, October or November. And she was planning to go to Wuhan and some other places in that region of the country. And she mentioned, oh, there's a virus going around in that area. They've recommended us not to go. And I'd heard that from her at that time, that there was a virus in Wuhan that was clearly concerning enough for people in the country to be concerned and to not want to travel there. When I heard that information, I was like, oh, how bad could it be? Because I sort of had no priors. I had no previous base of understanding to build off of, to deal with that piece of information, to know exactly what it could have meant. And the thing that sort of disappoints me now, looking back on it, but is great learning as I talk to you now, is in that moment, I could have became curious. I could have said, oh, what pre-existing notions do I have here? This is actually really interesting. I've never really heard someone say, hey, I have a concern about traveling somewhere because there's a virus going on in this area. Maybe I should look into this. Maybe I should do some research. Maybe I should think about disease and the spread of disease and concerns around disease, especially in that area. And then beyond that, I shouldn't just think about the disease, but I should also think of the consequences of something like that. I should think of how that might impact politics or economics or foreign affairs, because these things can influence all of our lives in many ways because we live in such an interconnected society. So when I hear a piece of information like that in the future, it'll be great to look back on that moment in which I received that information from my friend, and I could have actually done something about it or become a bit more curious and done some extensive research on what was happening. I could have been well ahead of the curve on understanding what was happening and what the potential consequences could have been and how to help people through that situation. In addition to that, I heard about the idea of cryptocurrency probably in 2017 or 2018, and that was really early. Super early in comparison to where we are now. And even if you compare that time to this time, the market now is much more stable, much larger, and much more sustainable than it was at that time. It was more of just an idea, a concept. And I didn't really do anything about it. I didn't really think twice about, oh, what implications could this have for me? How could I really understand this? How could I potentially take advantage of this new thing that is coming out into the world? How could I research? How could I better my understanding, my familiarity with this new thing? So that came up for me as just another example of when something is happening in the world, we can brush it off or we can slow down to really try to make sense of it and say, oh, this thing is new. This thing could have some profound implications. This thing could actually lead to something big, something really different, something that could change the world. And something that could dramatically change my life, depending on how I react to it. And being ahead of the curve and being able to understand something as it's coming into the common dialogue, as it's coming into the common vernacular and the common topics about which we speak as friends, as colleagues, as professionals. The more that I can understand those things, I think, is the better position that I can be And I think just generally, all of us can be in life. So that for me is just such an interesting takeaway, both with COVID and with cryptocurrency, just to look back and to say, wow, if I'd slowed down and paid attention at that time, how could I have better understood what was happening? How could I better position myself to understand what's happening right at this moment? And how could I better position myself to perhaps educate others or put others in better opportunities to understand the current landscape? And this requires being able to pay attention, being able to be mindful, being able to have really good principles that are triggered by these instances, by these conversational points, by these topics, by these ideas. And that for me is really interesting. It's something that I really want to be able to take advantage of, something that I want to be able to be more aware of as my life goes on. I really want to be able to know what's coming. I want to be able to know and be able to at least have some alarm bells, some warning signs of what is ahead. And I think that by paying attention and to be more attuned in what's happening in society and just listening, and listening with a keen ear, not necessarily just listening to listen, but listening with the desire to learn, desire to understand the new things, a desire to turn your brain on to what you may have been missing previously. This way of paying attention, this way of being conscious, I think is something that can really benefit many of us, of just turning your ear on, being willing to listen in that way, not just to know what's happening, but to have those alarm bells of, oh, this is new, or, oh, I've never heard this before, or, oh, this is something that I should dig into, this is curious, this is different. And I've heard this enough. I've heard this from enough credible sources. These things over and over and over again, I think can really help us to, as I've said before, be really well positioned for what can come, because our world is always changing. And as this world continues to develop and technology continues to develop, there'll be even more changes, which if we're early on, we can be so well positioned on. And that can make our lives better. And it can also help us to make the lives of those we care about better, and also it can help us to make our societies better. The more informed we are as individuals, the more that we can contribute to the public discussion. And if we can contribute more to the public discussion, then we can get more of these new concepts into the ears of people so that they can contribute, and so that we as a group, as a society, can come together around these ideas and really have meaningful conversations and really make something happen, do something beautiful. And to not let things slip away, or to not let things develop in a way that could get out of control. To do things mindfully, I think, that most importantly. Thanks for listening. I hope that this was insightful or meaningful for you, and that you're able to take something away. I certainly have from these reflections, and based on what they've done for me, I certainly hope that they have this impact on you as well. As always, much love, and I'll be back soon. Cheers.